It is time for student phenology. As always, we encourage you to get your students involved. Maybe you're a homeschooler, or maybe you just have a kid who's in school and isn't exposed to phenology in school, but you kind of make them tune in the mornings, and you could maybe persuade them to send us a report. Doesn't have to be every week. We don't care. We just like to hear from you, and if you have a student who would like to send a report to us, we would love to get it. So keep that in mind. You can contact us at comments@kaxc.org. You can get in touch with me at jlatimer@kaxc.org. You can send them to Charlie Mitchell, C. Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, @kaxc.org. It doesn't matter who you send them to. We will be glad to get them, and we will get them on the air for you, just as we have with these. Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by our own Charlie Mitchell. Our next report comes from Lindsay Engel's class at North Star Elementary School in Virginia.
This is Lynn,
Ethan,
Sam,
Maddie,
John,
Connor,
and Bryson.
Reporting from North Star Elementary in Virginia, Minnesota on November 27th, 2024.
Bryn noticed that the deer she skinned had a good thick layer of fat on it, which means the deer should be ready for a cold winter.
We got our first snow of the season on Sunday, November 24th through Monday the 25th. Here in Virginia, we only got a few inches, but it was enough to try out our new sledding hill on the playground.
After snow fell, Cole noticed a doe with two fawns laying and rolling in the snow. I wonder if they were playing, or maybe taking a snow bath.
This is John. I have observed that the cold temperatures have caused the mushroom season to end.
This is Connor. On November 26th, Braylon noticed the first sheets of ice around the shores of Jammer Lake in Britt. He and I both noticed that ice forms first on the outside of the lake and then works its way in. Cora has noticed very few insects are still out. The houseflies and Asian lady beetles disappeared, thankfully.
This is Bryson. When I was hunting, a barn owl flew past my tree stand. The sun was still high enough in the sky for me and my dad to get a good look at it. Our hunting land is near a farm with a big barn and a large field. Barn owls like to hunt in big fields, so it was probably hunting too. This has been a report from North Star Elementary in Virginia.
Keep exploring the great outdoors!
Hey, thanks, kids. Nice report. That's all coming to us from the Virginia area. They got their first snow about the same time we got ours, right around the 25th, 26th. And after the snow fell, a couple of deer were rolling around. Maybe they were taking a snow bath. I can't say, but maybe they just had an itch on their back, too. The mushroom season is definitely over. And the first sheets of ice around Jammer Lake in Britt and a lot of other small lakes got ice on them this past week. So you can check that out. You know you need to have about 4 inches of ice to be really safe. So go out with a friend and go out cautiously. Stay in the shallows until you're convinced that the ice is thick enough. You should have some sort of a device to cut a hole in the ice. I use a picaroon because it's a good tool if I have to pull myself back out of a hole in the ice. And it cuts through the ice pretty well. And on my lake, I have now probably greater than 5 inches. I had 5 inches of ice on Sunday. So pretty small, shallow lake, but it had been frozen since last Tuesday, and it was nice and thick. Just one comment about the barn owl. Normally, this far north, there are very few, if any, barn owls. Barred owl would be a much more likely candidate here. Hard to say for sure, but if you look at bird books and look at the range of the barn owl, you'll see that it really doesn't come this far north. Now, not to say that this wasn't a barn owl. nobody can keep an owl from going wherever it well wants to, and it's entirely possible that this owl was a barn owl, but I suspect the fact that you saw it in the daylight and you saw it hunting near a large field, it sounds more like a barred owl than a barn owl. So you might want to just have a look again, and maybe you'll run into that owl again. Go back to that area if it's not too far from home and just kind of look around. They are active in the daylight, so you might get a chance to check them out. Our next report comes from Chad Caddett's class at Little Falls Middle School.
This is Brecken and Ezra reporting for Mr. Caddett's class in Little Falls Middle School. This is our phrenology report for the week of December 1st.
There's a notable change in the sound of our footsteps as we walk in the woods, now that the ground is starting to freeze.
A student was digging holes in a yard and noticed a formation of frost a few feet below the surface.
On December 1st, we spotted our first pine siskins at our feeders.
The twin helicopter seeds of the box elder are easy to spot as they are still attached to the tree branches.
There was a solo robin hanging around on Saturday, so we assume it will be staying with us in the winter.
Mr. Wenzel captured an image of some juvenile bald eagles feeding together in a field.
We did find some green leaves of wild strawberries in the woods.
Downy, hairy, pileated, and red-bellied woodpeckers have been common visitors at our feeders this week, especially suet feeder.
You can still spot beavers swimming in the open water, but the ice should start locking them in their lodges soon.
There was a large flock of swans seen in a cut corn field.
That is our report for this week. Until next week, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with outdoors.
Thank you, kids. That was a great report. Brecken, Ezra, nice job. Box elder seeds, they really are easy to see right now. And the interesting thing about box elders is that they are dioecious trees. So there are female trees and there are male trees. And I have a male tree at my house, and of course it's bare. There's nothing on it. But over at the Cohasset School where I work with the kids, there are two right side by side. One is female and one is male. And the one is just freighted with seeds and the other has got no seeds at all. And that's just the way the box elders work. A lone robin still hanging around. I haven't seen a robin up here since early November. I think the 8th was my last robin, but we're always watching out for those. The green leaves of wild strawberries, and they aren't the only thing that's quite green out there right now. It's pretty interesting to keep an eye out this time of year and see what does turn up that looks green. And finally, still spotting beavers swimming in the open water. The ice will soon start locking them in. Stay tuned. Later this morning, we're going to have continue our story about the beaver, and you will learn much more about the beavers if you tune in at 8:40 this morning. Our final report this morning comes from the Phenology Club at Oak Grove Elementary School in Bloomington.
Hi, this is
Owen!
Elliot!
And Miles reporting from Oak Grove Elementary in Bloomington, Minnesota.
This week's weather has been cold and dry. We noticed our ground was freezing. Even though it's sunny, it's still cold. With our plant observations, we observed a tree falling down in a forest last week. So this week, we went to examine it. We noticed it was rotting and had grubs on and insects on it. We think it was unhealthy and the wind knocked it down.
We noticed that animals seem to be nesting and migrating, and we are seeing so many deer around. We are wondering if our red oak will drop leaves this winter. It still has 80% of its leaves, but they have turned red and orange.
That's all for today. Stay tuned for the next OGE Phenology Club Nature episode.
Now don't forget your jacket! Bye!
Oh, you can tell they were having a lot of fun. I thought I heard a little English accent in there in the middle. That was pretty unique. I like the idea that they had a tree that fell, and they talked about it earlier, and they went to examine it, and that is such a cool thing to do. And they found that it was rotting. It had grubs and insects in it. That just is really a neat thing. I mean, they went and actually did some examination, you know, like, why did this tree fall and not the ones around it? And, yeah, there are a lot of animals who are getting ready for winter and migrating, and there are other animals that are hanging around, like the deer, and probably some squirrels are in their forest and up in those drays up in the trees. So as far as the red oak, you know, down in the cities, every time I go down there, I'm just amazed at how long those leaves can hang on. And sometimes they don't let go until the new leaves come out in the spring and push the old ones off. So we'll hope that they keep an eye on those trees, and we will find out what exactly happens to the leaves on their red oak. That's the end of our phenology reports for this week. As always, we encourage you to send along a note if you have one. We'd love to hear from you.